What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We got a bunch of calls waiting, but before I get to them, a couple of breaking stories. We reported earlier on how a group of terrorists shot up some Coptic Christians inside Egypt. Egypt has now launched airstrikes into Libya in response to this act of terror and or a false flag to justify this attack. Apparently, Egypt is not saying exactly where they have hit, but Reuters is reporting that there were six locations hit, supposedly jihadi terror training camps near Derna. And so that is now ramping up over there. Again, getting back before the phone calls here, Kim.com raises a very, very good point that really lies at the heart of why they're trying to make this Seth Rich thing go away. The deep state is obsessed about getting rid of Trump or hamstringing him at the very least, because you have all these Clinton Bush crimes that have been occurring over the last couple of decades, and they were counting on getting a president who would keep the cover up going on. Now, let me give you a little look back at history. When Richard Nixon started to get into trouble over Watergate, everybody understood the real secret underneath all of that was the fact that there had been a conspiracy to kill President John F. Kennedy that had involved Nixon's associates. And so before Nixon would step down, they got rid of then Vice President Spiro T. Agnew, who was pretty much a straight shooter, and they got Gerald R. Ford to be Nixon's vice president. So when Nixon finally resigned, Gerald R. Ford became the president. Now, Gerald R. Ford had served on that Warren Commission. He was part of the cover-up. And so when he came on in, the first thing he said was, well, we're just going to issue blanket pardons to everybody. Our long national nightmare is over. Let's just forget all about it. And that basically ended any further digging into what lay behind Watergate, because everybody was scratching their head. Nixon's re-election was a study in foregone conclusions. He won over McGovern by one of the biggest landslides in U.S. election history. So why did they need to burglarize the Watergate Hotel? And then it later came on out that the Democrats had gotten photos of the three tramps at Dealey Plaza, very clear close-up photos, and they were either going to use them to wreck Nixon's campaign, or they were going to blackmail him with them. And that's why E. Howard Hunt led that raid, because he was in one of those photos. So what we're seeing right now is the continuation of this 30-year-long narcocracy, the Clintons and the Bushes and all of their associates in the CIA, and they were expecting that this year they would either have another Bush or another Clinton in the White House to make sure that everything stayed undercover. And now they've got Donald Trump. And Donald Trump doesn't seem to be all that hot to continue these horrible cover-ups. In fact, I think Trump probably is not yet aware of just how bad it really is. And that's why the DNC and Hillary and all these people are in such a panic, because a case like Seth Rich could break it all wide open. The cover-up is just this very thin, frayed piece of gauze, and you pick it one thread, it's all going to start to unravel. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, Mike, is this story has a lot of things in common with other stories over the years. All the holes in it, nothing comes out. It's all just can't get a straight answer from anybody. And so that makes me try to put that story in the possible fake story folder. I'm not saying it is, but it's a possibility, because they want to control leaks. And if they can tell you a fake story about this guy was murdered for leaking, that changes people's behavior in a hurry. I'm not saying it is, but I put it in that possibility, because it's just, there's no clean answer to anything. And so it's not, is there, what about the police report? Can you access the real copy of the police report? Does anybody have that?
Well, somebody leaked out the original response report, where it said that Seth Rich was still conscious and breathing when the responding officers arrived. The officially released report on the murder is effectively blank. It just has the time and place that he was shot. The ballistics report is being withheld. They're not telling us what caliber bullets he was shot with, because from what that ER doctor is leaking, it sounds like he was shot with a small caliber weapon, and it was a botched hit. So that's why they had to clean up the mess inside the hospital. But again, there are so many items in this whole case that are at variance with the standard normal operating procedure that it does call attention to itself. Another good classic example, again, going back to the Vincent Foster case, which is what messed up my life, was this idea where they came on out and said, well, it's obviously a suicide, let's stop there. When the legal procedure in this country, because so many homicides are covered up by making them look like suicides, that when an unattended death, a body is encountered, homicide is the first assumption, and suicide must be proven, and none of the normal steps and procedures to prove that it was a suicide were ever carried out. They just said, it's a suicide, we've got something that looks like a suicide note, and that, of course, turned out to be written in two different hands. It was a fraud. And again, when it is this far outside normal procedure, you know there's a cover-up going on. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're still talking about Seth Rich and the very obvious indications that he was the leaker of the DNC emails, that he was murdered because of it, and that the entire DNC, Hillary, and corporate media are in a panic. Because if it does come out, if there's any other confirmation that Seth Rich was the leaker, then this whole Russia hacked the DNC story collapses, and with it what remains of the credibility of the Democratic National Committee, the corporate media, and even those institutions of government that just said, oh yeah, we're going to go along with that, it's a good story. Okay? Did we lose Charlie? Okay, all right, we're going to switch over to Rob in Chicago. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon, Mike. Two things, one of which on the, just on a side thing that people aren't talking about with this, with our economy, how bad it is. People think, oh, it's not really that bad. Well, when you look at the underpinnings of our economy, any economy, you always have day-to-day life living economy things that keep a country moving. No
yes.
matter what, people have to eat, people have to get gas, people have to... It's the only those things that are keeping our country going. The only thriving things are a few people that have a little bit of money to go out to dinner, but again, the thriving part is not there. And
no,
I know
it,
you realize
it absolutely
this.
Isn't. I mean, everybody, we've got... One quarter of Americans cannot even pay their regular monthly bills. And, you know, our manufacturing is down. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Everybody is screaming that this Saudi arms deal is really good for the U.S. economy. It's going to create jobs. And that's a very sad state of affairs where the only way we can get jobs in this country is by manufacturing the machinery of mass death for other parts of the planet. And there is no question our economy is in serious, serious trouble. And going all the way back to the Bill Clinton administration, they've been trying to get by boosting up the stock market, pouring in all kinds of money in the stock market, running those Dow numbers up to the ceiling and saying, see, the economy is good. Really, the stock market is just up there soaring again. And well, you know, if you're going hungry and jobless, it's got to be your fault. You shouldn't blame the government and the money junkies for it. And nobody's really addressed these underlying issues. First and foremost, the hideous drain on the gross domestic product by all of these wars on all of these countries. We are literally in a wartime economy. Nobody wants to admit it, but you can see it all around. If you go back and you look at photos of ordinary life inside America at the height of World War II, you'll see exactly the same symptoms. The pavement is cracked, the metals are corroded, everything's run down, and there are rust streaks all over everything. It was just neglected and allowed to decay, and then after the war was over, they came back in and they sort of cleaned things up, and that's what they're going through here right now. The big problem that we have, and the Oroville Dam underscores this, these wars were supposed to be over in 2008, and here we are in 2017. They've gone on way too long. They've taken up far more money and resources. And that's why we're in trouble. And yes, the economy is in a mess, and nobody really seems to want to do anything to get the economy running again. The focus is, let's just win the wars, let's just complete the conquest of the planet, and we'll sort of figure out how to restart the economy after it's all over.
Right. And the thing that, like, what we're witnessing now that is going along those lines is that once we go through this, the discovery that's happening of all of this stuff, the people realize, holy cow, my government is not really doing anything to help me or my fellow Americans. It's doing everything to line their pockets and to do this and to do that. And on top of it, when the truth is trying to come out, they will do anything which doesn't, including killing people openly and then covering it up. And quite frankly, the beautiful part that they're doing right now is it's becoming so blatantly obvious to a good portion of the people that they're disintegrating their own, just like the Communist News Network, just like all the corporate networks, mm-hmm. are making themselves look like monkeys. I mean, when you see Nancy Pelosi go out there, and she doesn't know the difference between the NRA and one of our intelligence,
NSA.
The NSA, yeah. I mean, when you have senile people that are in power, that screams, oh my God, it's time to get the pitchforks and torches, like Sheriff David Clark said. You know, it really is getting that bad, and who knows, maybe they will shoot themselves in the foot enough that they will openly gut themselves and the animal will die itself.
Well, we're approaching the point, and again, this is one of the parallels that I see between the current state of the United States and the Soviet Union just months before it collapsed. The general population has just fed up with the central government. They know they're being lied to. They're not listening anymore. They're turning away. And at some point, the government is simply not going to be able to function because nobody's listening to them anymore. Nobody dares listen to them. We're sick and tired of being made fools of in front of the eyes of the rest of the world, and we're not going to take that chance of being made fools of again.
Exactly. And I see things that are obviously because of you and this network, and we are all very, very aware. We get people coming in, and there's other good networks and works that are out there that are uncovering, actually in Washington trying to uncover the Seth Rich thing and bring that to life. So, the good part is there's quite a few people, good people on this side of the fence. So, we just have to keep the pressure and hold our cool, do what we need to do. And somewhere along the way, I have a feeling one of the good things is going to pop, but at the same time, we still have to watch out for Trump being exterminated or the big four.
Yeah, we do because, again, that deep state, national security state, whatever you want to call it, right now they're feeling very vulnerable and very scared, and that's why they're really on top of this Seth Rich thing. I mean, look at the way Fox News Network ordered their D.C. affiliate to bury that story about Seth Rich being in communications with WikiLeaks. Look at how they slapped down Sean Hannity. That's a lot of power on display. And again, it was done right in full view of the public, which actually works for us. Because the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that is just what happened.
Exactly. And what my hope is that somebody like Sean Hannity gets pissed off enough, O'Reilly was a fence rider to me, but Hannity, he was a tiptoeer along the way. But you get him like, and that Dobbs guy, you get some of these people, and then perhaps Jeanine Pirro and Napolitano, you get all of them to come together and form their own network, or just come together and form a giant power source of information. And bury this thing.
That would be nice, but all of these people are already financially tied up with the deep state, And probably they all realize that going up against the deep state, they could wind up just as dead as Seth Rich. And that may have been more than punishment for the leaking. That may have been the reason for the very obvious hit on Seth Rich to send a message. Remember, Podesta said, we're going to make an example of a leaker. And that seems to be why they did such a heavy-handed hit on Seth Rich. It's sending a warning. If you cross us, you will wind up dead. You know, the dead bodies list is just wild-eyed conspiracy theory kookville, but you don't want to wind up on it, so you better behave. I mean, that's the way it seems to be coming on down. Anyway, listen, Rob, got to let you go. Got a bunch of phone calls to get through. Got a lot of news to get through. All right, before the top of the hour and the lovely lady Claire. So, Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mo, are you there? Did we lose Mo? Okay, let's go to Jack in Georgia.
Michael, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. All right, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I was switching phones. I'm sorry. You know, I'll be quick here because I know you're going to a break, but can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. Please speak.
Okay, you know, back in when Seth Rich, staying on topic here with the murder of Seth Rich, I think you probably covered this, but do you remember when John Podesta said back in February of 2015, there was one of the WikiLeaks emails where he said we're going to, here's the quote, definitely for making an example of a suspected leaker, whether or not we have a real basis for it, and that there are stiff consequences for leaking. This was not a botched hit, I don't think. I think, you know, this was to send a message, you know, to scare the hell out of anybody that would dare say anything.
I agree with you. The only reason I say it was botched is because Seth Rich survived to reach the hospital, and that meant he was going to be able to say, hey, these are the guys who shot me. And that's the only part that was botched was they didn't finish the job right there in the street in front of his house.
Yeah, and it tells you a small caliber weapon. You know it was a .22 because that's what they use. You know, because you can't, you know, really trace it. .22 is what they use a lot of times in the back of the head. And I think maybe he knew it was coming, because didn't they say something about there was marks on his, he had knuckle marks where there was a...
Yeah, there was a fight. Yeah, there was definitely a fight on that one. And also in the case of a .22, that's realistically the only caliber that you can have an efficient suppressor on. Forget about what you see in movies and TVs where this guy's got this cannon and he sticks a can on the front and it just makes... when you fire it. That's not real. That's absolutely not real. The function of a suppressor is not to prevent the gunshot from being heard. The function of a suppressor is to make it hard for witnesses to tell where the shot actually came from by breaking up the shock wave into multiple waves.
You're so right, Michael. You know, now everybody's kind of seeing what you've gone through for years, but, you know, I got one other thing to ask you. Have they started the crowdfunding for you guys, you and Claire, moving back to the
No. That was started by somebody else, and I asked them not to do that because, you know, we're still heavily dependent on people supporting our work here at WhatReallyHappened.com, and we were in the middle of a fundraising drive for RBN, and I couldn't bring myself to just beg for more. But obviously, Claire and I do want to get back to the mainland. We want to get to someplace with much lower rent because we're just being bled to death here. We've turned into Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii, but we don't have the dough to leave right now. And again, back when Trump won the election, and it was looking like maybe we're going to see the rise of the independent media, that there might be a chance to earn some more money to pay off some back bills that I would really like to resolve. And get us off this island back to someplace with low rent, maybe Indiana where we've got family. But as a result of Trump's victory, I mean, we're now under attack. They're coming after our advertisers. They're hacking our servers. They've literally declared war on us. Everybody who's not part of the corporate media is now being denounced as, you know, in cahoots with Russia. In fact, Podesta is now even saying Sean Hannity is working together with the Russians and so forth. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mo. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch of news to share with you. A lot of breaking stories going on right now. So let's go to Jack in Georgia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. You're on the air.
First, congratulations for your show. I have a number of items. First, about the Memorial Day, if JFK was alive today, he would be 100 years old. And it's a day of mourning because for the America we lost as a result of his assassination. The second is the term conspiracy theory. It was a very successful campaign launched by the CIA. It became public after 1967. And there's an interesting book that has come out a couple of years ago. The author is Lance DeHaven Smith. You can check it out at Amazon. It traces the evolution of the history of this campaign, this terminology, which is used to shut down, to discredit and ridiculize anyone who questions the...
It was in response to the public doubt about the assassination of John Kennedy.
Right, the single bullet and lone assassin theory. He came out and, among other things, he says that Lyndon Johnson knew about it, but well, he was not part of it, but he kept the secret to so as not to diminish the credibility of the government, because people would be, I mean, would lose all faith in the government. So
well,
that's
not exactly what happened, and I personally did not like Lyndon Johnson, but I have to give him credit for this one case of statecraft, because the original plan for the assassination of John F. Kennedy was to frame Cuba for it to get public support for a new invasion. This was all after the Bay of Pigs situation. But Vice President, Lyndon Johnson knew of the threat that Khrushchev had left behind at the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis. When they pulled the missiles out, Khrushchev had said, you invade Cuba again, we launch. There will be no pause. We will launch nuclear weapons. And Johnson knew that that was what was going on. So he knew that if the original assassination plot of John F. Kennedy, if they succeeded in framing Cuba and invaded again, it would result in a nuclear war. So Johnson basically yanked the rug out of all the plotters. He basically gave the military-industrial complex Vietnam to play around in and basically recast Lee Harvey Oswald as a crazed lone nut. You ever wonder why they gave him that Mannlicher Carcano rifle, the world's worst shoulder weapon? It was because it was the exact same rifle that was being imported by the shipload into Cuba by Fidel Castro to arm his people with. And you remember that whole thing about the fake Oswald who went to the embassy in Mexico and then was photographed going to Cuba and coming back, even though it didn't look anything like him. They were laying a false trail to say that Fidel Castro had ultimately been behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And Johnson basically yanked the rug out from under that in order to avoid a nuclear war with Russia. And history has shortchanged him on that one, mostly because history refuses to acknowledge why Johnson was put in that place, that situation in the first place. So we have to give him credit for that.
Okay, good. I learned something. Look at the latest article by Paul Craig Roberts. He mentions the details of the book. It's Lance DeHaven Smith. He's a professor, and it's something Florida University, and it's a respectable publisher. He has names and all that. He mentions in the book that before 1945, the admission of conspiracy theories in the American academia was very common by the best. But after 1945, with the influence of some people, one was Karl Popper, the philosopher, who was the intellectual father of George Soros, and the other one, this neocon godfather, the Leo Strauss. With the influence of these two, the conspiracy theory got a bad name. It's a very interesting
book.
You've got
to wrap up. We're almost at the commercial break. Okay.
Second, I have suggestions for guests for your show. One is Catherine Austin Fitz. She was Assistant Secretary of HUD.
All right, we'll try and get her in there. You can email me the rest of the list here. We're going to have to let you go and take another commercial break.
One more thing. There's a crosswalk.
No, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Okay, we'll be back with the final few phone calls. Then we're going to close the lines and get on to some news. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I was just looking at downdetector.com, and apparently a lot of the cell phone companies are having all kinds of difficulties all over the mainland. And so maybe it's the pre-Memorial Day weekend increase in traffic. We know that cable and cell phone companies have not been investing in expanding their infrastructure to match their subscriptions. The lines are often oversubscribed. Spectrum, of course, is still terrible. We are just getting a tiny fraction of the bandwidth that we're supposed to be getting here, but we still seem to be working here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dave in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I just wanted to address a kind of disturbing issue that I read about the Meals on Wheels program for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
It's in relation to our overall spending program in the United States, which is the federal spending budget has been about $1 trillion per year. I don't know how long that's been, but in general, it's been about $1 trillion per year. And at minimum, we spend about $500 billion, in other words, 50% of that $1 trillion on the military-industrial complex per year. And Donald Trump, for whatever you take him for, as requested for more military spending, mm-hmm. which is part and parcel, I think, just going on down the line from all the different politicians. They just keep increasing the military spending. What happens is when you increase spending for one program, you decrease for another program. And the annual expenditures on average for food and farming or agriculture has been around 1 to 2% of that $1 trillion. And so if you do a proportional comparison, it's obscene. And one of the programs that they're cutting...
There's a couple of things that you've got a misconception about. When somebody cuts a portion of a budget, or rather increases a portion of a budget, it doesn't automatically mean a cut someplace else. They just go further into debt. And a lot of the people who are complaining about Trump's new budget are saying that it is going to greatly increase the debt, which is absolutely correct. Second, when you talk about a cut, the way you think of a cut is not the way Washington, D.C. thinks of a cut. If you have a budget of $20 for pizza this month, and then next month you have a budget of zero for pizza, that's a cut. In Washington, D.C., the theory is always that funding for various programs is going to increase year after year, somewhat connected with the rate of inflation. So in Washington, D.C., if they have a budget of $20 for pizza this month and the budget for pizza for next month is $20, that's considered a cut because it didn't go up. So you have to be very, very careful. Now, getting on back to the Meals on Wheels, there is a lot of concern that Trump's new budget is, in fact, cutting back on needed services for the most fragile elements of our society. And, of course, the White House is now coming on out and saying that, no, there are going to be no cuts to Social Security, no cuts to Medicare. Frankly, they couldn't cut Social Security anyway. It's already broken in debt. So they really can't do much of anything with that. But the plain fact of the matter is, under this wartime economy and under this predation by Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, our economy is absolutely in a mess, and they're just holding it together with spit and baling wire. And unfortunately, when it starts to come apart, and we are hearing all of these top experts in economics saying it's going to happen sometime this year, we're going to see a lot of suffering of ordinary people, especially those most fragile. And we as Americans are going to have to take it onto ourselves to go on over to these homes where these housebound retired people are and just share what we have with them, because that's the only way that they're going to stay alive. We can't rely on the government anymore. The government wants us to rely on them. They want us to be emotionally dependent on them. They just can't do it anymore. The problem with socialism is ultimately you run out of other people's money, and that's where we are right now. Okay? All right, well, thank you for the phone call, Dave. We're going to let you go and switch over to Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Marvelous broadcast.
Thank you.
The deep state regime, there's this fellow, Henry Mackow, M-A-K-O-W.
Yes. Have you ever with him?
21 August of last year, he did an article all about the deep state regime and even published some photographs of them, even one with the previous president. Now, back in 1976, Senator Jacob Javits of New York State, his aide, Harold Rosenthal, gave a lecture in which he exposed the deep state regime of that decade, of that era, 1976. And it wasn't, just a few months later, he was mysteriously murdered. And on YouTube, it's called The Hidden Tyranny, Harold mm-hmm. Rosenthal. Okay? Now, there's this fellow, Trevor Aronson, who gave a presentation at UCal Berkeley. Let's see, and the TED Talk from that is 16 March 2015. Your brilliant colleague during the day, Chris Hinckley, has aired that several times. And Trevor Aronson, of course, is the author of The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terror. And he proves, beyond any doubt, that all of these terror events they are sponsored by the FBI vis-a-vis the use of ex-con informant operatives who recruit, you know, homeless people, et cetera, gang members, whatever, and they set them up to take the fall for some terror event. FBI is allocated and spends $3.3 billion on what they call domestic counterterrorism activity. How is that benefiting us, okay? And then I got to ask you, Mike, when Steve Mnuchin, I think it was the week after inauguration, in response to President Trump's desire to have the fraudulent national debt either repudiated or renegotiated, Mnuchin said, oh, no, we're going to honor it. Well, I guess that's consistent with your phrase, money junkies, money zombies, because Mnuchin used to be in the employment of Goldman Satan Sachs, right?
Yeah, you kind of covered a lot of territory there. I want to get on back here. A lot of people are using the phrase deep state, and it's a bit misleading because it really isn't that deep. It's very easy to see. It's obviously these rogue intelligence agencies. It's the big Wall Street bankers and individual billionaires, the oligarchs, and they have the money to basically shape the country to what they think they want it to be doing. And that's basically all there is to it. That's as deep as it goes. The heads of the intelligence agencies, the top bankers, the top billionaires, that's pretty much it right there. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go here. We're trying to clear the phone lines ahead of the Lady Claire. And before we go to Frank in North Carolina, who will be our last call, apparently one of the reasons we're having issues with cell phone communication and phone lines is everything. The Earth is right now being hit with a coronal mass ejection. I'm looking at the website for the National Association of Amateur Radio, and the Australian Space Forecast Center has issued a warning for today and tomorrow, and that may be what's messing everything up. Okay, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Congressman Walter Jones had stated, I think in more than one radio interview, I think I heard one of them on the Joyce Riley Power Hour show, that the majority of his colleagues on the Hill, now he's a congressman here out of North Carolina here, the majority of his colleagues on the Hill were controlled through blackmail, and he knew this for a fact. I'm just wondering, shouldn't there be some kind of a law against that, maintaining your office in the government, knowing that you are being controlled through blackmail for, you're being controlled by the blackmailers for the interests of the blackmailers, be a foreign power or whatever?
How would you enforce such a law? I mean, the whole point of being blackmailed is whatever it is you've done is still secret. Only you and the blackmailer know it, so you have a major enforcement problem. It isn't until the blackmailer finally leaks the information or something else happens that we understand this particular politician is being blackmailed. We may actually have a government where, in order to rise above a certain level, you have to do something that you can be blackmailed for. Go off to some resort and have sex with barnyard animals on videotape. And then once they have that videotape, well, by golly, you're reliable. You're dependable. We can trust you because we can control you, and you will do what you are told to do. And you are now welcome to the higher echelons of power. We had that article that came out the other day saying basically all of government is blackmailing each other, peace through blackmail. And we know that there's been a lot of that going on with the Bush-Clinton duopoly as well. That's a reality. And it would be nice if we could find a way to prevent that in order to keep our government subservient to the will of the people rather than to the money junkies and the blackmailers. But it's a good idea in theory. Enforcement's going to be a problem. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All righty, so that was Frank. All right, we're going to close the phone lines for a little bit and try and get some news fit in here. As you know, there's a lot of congressional investigations going on right now. Congress is asking some very important questions. And apparently, James Runcie, who's the chief operating officer of the Office of Federal Student Aid, and he's one of the Obama holdovers, was asked to testify before Congress, instead chose to resign. So, and again, one of Trump's biggest mistakes coming into the White House was trying to be magnanimous in victory and keeping all of these Obama holdovers. And he did not understand, in the world of politics, people whose paycheck you are signing are not usually not loyal to you. They're loyal to somebody else. They're loyal through ideology. They're loyal through past favors. They're being blackmailed to do what they're doing inside. And you definitely need to clean that up. Speaking of doing things that you can be blackmailed for, apparently Prince Andrew has been spared the public embarrassment over this court case coming out of Jeff Epstein's pedophile island. And it has to do with a young lady, Virginia Roberts, who claims that she had sex with Prince Andrew when she was 17. And that was down at Jeff Epstein's island. And apparently British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was part of Epstein's little inner circle. And it was her job to recruit these very young ladies from Britain and American cities to go on down to the island and do what they were going to do. And Maxwell basically denied that anything had gone on. And Virginia Roberts sued for libel and for Maxwell calling her a liar. And apparently Maxwell had the goods on something, because apparently Ms. Maxwell has now agreed to an out-of-court settlement to Virginia Roberts. And everybody's breathing a sigh of relief that this is now all going to go away. And again, when you look at this kind of a situation where you have this island in the Caribbean, it's got this very nice house, all these underage girls running around doing whatever they're doing, and you go on down there, you have to know there are going to be cameras and microphones all over the place. Why would anybody walk into a trap like that? Now, these days, anything goes wrong, it's blame Russia, blame Russia, blame Russia, and it's starting to get a little bit ridiculous. Apparently, the U.S. government is now accusing Kaspersky Lab. They're a Russian computer security company. They're very, very good. They're the ones who outed the Equation Group as being part of the NSA. So now the U.S. is saying, well, actually, they're guilty of cyber espionage. Everybody using Kaspersky is wide open to spying by the Russians. And several U.S. authorities are now canceling their contracts with Kaspersky Lab. And Kaspersky Lab has come on back saying, we will let you look at the source code and judge for yourself if there are cyber espionage tools in there. Of course, there won't be any interest in doing it. It's just another way of saying, oh, anything Russian is bad. If you're using Kaspersky, you're in cahoots with the Russians. If you're drinking Stoli vodka, you're in cahoots with the Russians. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Turning to the war zones, and I'm not going to have anywhere near enough time to cover all of this stuff. Several U.S. senators, three U.S. lawmakers, are trying to block this $110 billion sale of arms to Saudi Arabia, saying inevitably it will drag the United States more directly into the war in Yemen. Like the U.S. isn't already in there by proxy. Apparently, the U.S. is still killing more Syrian civilians than Russia. It's now going on for five straight months. They're starting to do polls and surveys all across Europe about the Russian threat, the Russian threat. We've been hearing it nonstop on our corporate media, their corporate media. It's always, Russia's coming to get you, Russia's coming to get you. Well, the latest poll is showing the European people aren't believing their corporate media any more than the American people are believing our corporate media. And basically saying the majority of people, especially in Germany and Italy, they don't believe there's a Russian threat. They don't believe Russia is getting ready to invade Poland and the Baltics. They recognize it's just a lot of nonsense to try and scare the people into supporting a war agenda. And the Europeans are getting as war-weary as the American people are right now. John Kerry is out there on Twitter cautioning the Congress about tinkering with the P5 plus one deal, which so far has been working, which is why so many people in the U.S. government, and especially Israel, don't like it. Iran is keeping all their promises, and the U.S. keeps looking for reasons not to honor theirs. And now they want to go on back, and they want to rewrite the P5 plus one deal to include all kinds of defensive weapons that they want to say Iran does not have a right to weapons with which to stop an invasion of their country. And that's ridiculous. Iran's never going to agree to that. It's absolutely ludicrous. Okay. Now, here's... okay, we're coming up on a commercial break. There's a very positive story coming out of the Koreas, and we're going to get into it when we come back from these commercials.
Nutramedicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And there's a little bit of positive news coming out of the Koreas. Some of it's bad. Apparently, North Korea is dealing with a serious malaria problem. Maybe natural. Who knows? Maybe covert biological warfare. South Korea has just said that organizations within South Korea that are able to render assistance to North Korea over the malaria problem are going to be allowed to communicate with North Korea. Up until now, there's been absolutely no contact allowed between anybody in South Korea or North Korea other than the ultra top level diplomatic channels. Now they're saying, open up the phone lines, let's deal with the malaria. And politics can wait. It's a very, very positive sign that President Moon Jae-in is really trying to restart the process of reunification, and that would be a really good thing. And finally, coming up on the top of the hour break here, I love this story. More and more polls are showing the American people view the corporate media as a bunch of liars. Apparently, two-thirds of Americans now view the corporate media as full of fake news. And we're talking 65% of voters. And that is significant. And it means that regardless of all of our other failures, the independent media has succeeded in one area. We have taken away the government's ability to lie to the American people with impunity. And that is a major, major victory. Because it is through lies, fraud, and deception that we are sent out into wars of conquest. We are defrauded of our wealth. We are cheated of our freedoms and liberties. And the time has come for that to stop. Meanwhile, there's this wonderful little video. CNN's Kate Bolden was literally breaking out, "Why don't people trust CNN anymore? It's because you lie to us so much. That's why." And that really is the state of the corporate media. They're in serious, serious trouble. They're losing audience. They're losing ad revenues. They've been caught using click bots to click the ads on their own websites to cheat their advertisers. It's amazing. CNN's latest piece of disinformation. Remember when the email came on out that showed Loretta Lynch was going to be protecting Hillary Clinton in the email server scandal? Now CNN is trying to claim that was actually a document from Russia. It's a Russian fake, and gosh darn, James Comey went along with it, even though he knew it was fake. It's all a Russian hoax. Right, CNN. And then you wonder why we are not listening to you anymore. Apparently, Blake Farenthold, we were talking about him before, was being interviewed by CNN's John Berman, saying that the supposed Russian hacking of the DNC email server was actually an inside job. And John Berman just went ballistic, foaming at the mouth. "No, no, 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 that's been discredited. Really, it's a Russian hacking." Just trying to keep the narrative going. You can almost smell the panic inside those very expensive newsroom sets. And apparently, a veterans group that went after Sean Hannity is facing a huge backlash from their own membership right now. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.